Actually, we prayed that the Lord would take up our inadequacy.
我们求主来补足我们的缺陷。
Proverbs 22.
箴言22章。
Proverbs 22, the sixth verse.
第六节。
We're going to read just a few verses before we begin.
我们就读几处的圣经。
The first verse is Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
15th verse.
15节。
Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him.
愚蒙迷住孩童的心，用管教的杖可以远远赶逐。
We didn't know that was in the Bible, did we? And our children would hope that we would forget.
我们孩子可能希望我们忘记这节圣经。
24th verse.
第24节。
Excuse me. The 23rd chapter. Let's just go to the 23rd chapter and the 13th verse.
23章13节。
23:13. Do not withhold correction from a child. For if you beat him or her with a rod, he will not die.
不可不管教孩童，你用杖打他，他必不至于死。
In the 14th verse, you shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell.
你用杖打他，就可以救他的灵魂免下阴间。
Very strong language, to say the least.
这里讲的是很严重的。
But today, as we talk about some of these questions regarding rebellion and discipline, I thought it was appropriate that we, first of all, be zeroed in on what the Word of God says so that no one misunderstands that this really isn't my personal word.
所以我们希望能够读几处圣经，我们就看到圣经上是怎样说的，而不是个人的意见。
One of the most misunderstood words, I think, is the word will in the Bible.
最让人误会的那个字在圣经里面就是那个
my will.
就是意志。
God's will opposed to my will.
比如说神的意志跟我们的意志。
We often think that when we become Christians that our will is automatically conform to God's will.
我们有时候觉得我们信主以后，我们个人的意志就和神的意志相合了。
And as we've said in the past, since our children are so cute and they smell so good, that it's hard to believe that they have a self-will.
有的时候我们看到孩子，他们是非常的可爱，所以我们就忽略了他们也有他们自己的意志。
And a scripture that we quote very easily and very often in the Lord's Prayer is, Thy will be done.
我们在主的祷告里面就有一句话说，你愿你的旨意成就。
There's probably not one verse in the Bible more that we violate all of our lives than that little phrase, Thy will be done.
那一句话却是我们常常在我们的生活里面我们违反的。
And the reason, brothers and sisters, is we are born with a self-will that has, as we mentioned earlier, has poisoned our whole being.
我们出生的时候我们就有一个自我的意志，那已经把我们这个生命玷污了。
And even after we are born again, only a small part of that self-will has been given over to the Lord.
当我们相信主以后，我们那个自我意志只有一小部分我们交给了主。
And it seems as if the Lord then has to take the rest of our lives, that 75-80 years, to break away more and more of that self-will.
好像主还需要花很多很多的时间，75年或80年，让我们剩下来的那个自我的意志能够从我们身上除掉。
If any of you went through this past week without being frustrated, disappointed at all, this was a perfect week. There was not one person that upset you. Then this message right now does not apply to you.
如果我们有哪一位在过去这个礼拜里面，你完全没有被人激怒了，或者你没有失望了，或者你没有遭遇任何的事，你是过了一个非常完美的一周的话，那这个信息就对你没有什么用了。
And all the problems that you might have been confronted with at work, to fellow employees, employer, different times that you were in some type of confrontation with your spouse or your children or your neighbor, and you could just with joy say, "Thy will be done," then this self will is not really a problem.
如果你在这礼拜里面所遭遇的，不管是工作上的难处，或者是家庭上的难处，如果你都能够说主啊，你的旨意成就的话，那这样的话，你就已经没有自己的意志了。
Because the Lord says, I am in control, I am sovereignly in control, and we are to rejoice in all things. And if we truly believe that, if we truly accept that, then of course we had a week where there were no problems.
如果我们能够接受主的教导的话，我们知道他的旨意成就，那这样的话我们就不会有任何的问题了。
But since hopefully everyone in here is honest and can reflect back and see problems that frustrated them when it did not go quite their way, the traffic wasn't exactly right, the temperature was a little bit too hot outside in your office, the children did not obey exactly the way you anticipated, the neighbor did not respond the way that you thought, and this sort of raised the blood pressure.Then we know that there's still a self-will that the Lord is being dealt with.
如果我们在这个礼拜里面经历到很多的事情，好比说天气是很炎热的，好像交通是很拥挤的，或者是我们的孩子不能听话了，或者是我们的邻居也不是那么容像我们想象那么好相处了，这些事情的发生就表示我们这个人还是有。我们自我的意志存在。
We spend just a little time in opening, just reminding ourselves where really the problem is, because it's very easy just to jump over and want our children to be little angels, non-rebellious, non-selfish little beings when mom and dad are living lives of self-will.
有的时候我们想要看看问题的那个症结，不是一下就去解决那个问题。我有的时候我们好像觉得小孩子是可爱天真的，他们是纯洁的，只是像大人才会有自我的意志。
We might take a little recess the next couple of weeks away from this subject. So we thought that it would be good today to really get in and talk about those practical things that we've just started been putting off for the last 3 weeks.
从下个礼拜开始我们可能要讲另外一个题目，所以我们想今天我们要讲到一些比较实际上的事。
But everything that we have said in the past about our inadequacy and our personal selfishness and rebellion, and again this morning just a few minutes we spent on self-will, it is going to be really a part of the answer to everything that we address this morning.
我们过去几个礼拜所强调我们自己的不能。和我们今天早上讲到这个自我意志，这都是这个我们所要讲的答案的一部分。
First question that was asked, how do we deal with the selfishness in children?
我们曾经有一个问题，就是怎么样能够教导孩子成为一个不自私的。对。
And we of course answered that first of all, God has to deal with the selfishness in us.
头一个就是神需要。解决我们这个人身上那个自私的问题。
The children are great mimickers and they become what they see.
小孩子是模仿的人，他们就学他们看见的。
As we demonstrate that everything on this earth is God and is not for us to hold tightly to, then our children will start to understand that.
如果我们能够学习说不是任何一件东西都是我们的，然后孩子可以从我们身上看见学到那个不自私的那个心。
Often we take the world's attitude towards selfishness and sharing by saying, by using this word sharing.
有的时候我们就从那个世界的那个观点来解决这个不自私，好像我们就说你要跟人分享。
But I think if we would understand that everything, even every little toy, is a gift from God, and it's not really ours, it's just we're to be a steward of it, it'll help us in our thinking.
如果我们能够教导孩子说，像这个玩具呢，并不是你的，这个不过是神给你的一个礼物。
Often two children will argue over a toy, and the parent will say, we must share.
很多时候当孩童在抢一个东西的时候，父母就说我们要来分享的。
This type of thing is a great opportunity to teach the child to give, not to share.
这个方法呢，常常会教那个孩子是要去给，而不是
to learn to let the other person have their way and not want our way.
就是要学习好像要让别人，所以让别人的意志可以成，而不是我的意志可以去成就。
This is really not the normal way that the world teaches.
这个不是这个世界上要我们学的。
I had the privilege of growing up under a very strong disciplinarian father.
当我成长的时候，我的父亲管教很严。
Who understood these principles very well.
所以他了解这些原则。
And if one of us children, and there were seven of us, had demanded something that was truly ours,
如果我们的孩子想要一件，如果想要一件要好像要占据一件东西，那个东西实在是他自己的。
It was not above our father to take that toy which was really ours and give it to the neighbor to take home.
有的时候我父亲就把那个我们的玩具拿走，然后就给邻居的小孩，让他拿回去了。
If we did not have the capacity to share with our friends, then he either took the toy himself or he gave it to the other neighbor.
如果我们不能够分享的话，他就把玩具拿走给人家。
You learn very quickly under those circumstances. Before long, you don't have any toys.
所以我们就学这个要。这个原则就很快就学会了，要不然的话就很快就没有玩具了。
The next practical subject that we've touched on a little bit is this word rebellion.
第二个问题我们讨论过的就是那个悖逆的情形。
And again, we made the comment that God has to work the rebellion out of us first before we will be of any use in training our children.
同样的，神需要来解决我们个人身上那个悖逆的问题。
If we are rebellious towards one another, then our children will be rebellious also.
如果我们彼此不顺服的话，那我们的儿女也是这样。
There are very subtle ways of being rebellious.
有很多不同的情形都是悖逆的情形的。
Husband towards wife, wife towards husband.
像丈夫跟妻子，妻子跟丈夫之间。
Argument of any kind, just a disagreement on what time we are going to go do something.
就是两个人的争执，即使是一个事情，像我们什么时候应该去做一件什么事。
And it's so easy for one spouse or the other to say, but why can't we do it this way?
我们很容易就说，为什么我们不能这样做呢？
The New Testament constantly talks about submitting to one another.
新约圣经常常告诉我们要顺服，彼此顺服。
And yet because of our rebellious nature, we always have one more word.
但是因为我们悖逆的本性，我们常常要多说一句话。
We rebel because the traffic is very slow.
我们就不顺服了，可能因为交通很拥挤的。
And our children hear our comments about that.
那我们的儿女就会听到这些我们所说的话。
We look out the window at the neighbors and we see something that bothers us, and so we make a comment in front of our children.
如果我们从窗户看见邻居他做了一些事情是我们不同意的，我们就说了一些话。
Instead of giving thanks in all things and being peaceably one another, we make a comment to our spouse and the children overhear this.
我们应该是让那个平安在我们心里做主的，但是我们不这样的时候，我们说了一些话。就听到我们儿女的耳朵里面。
We come home from work and our spouse asks us, how was our day? And we make a slur or a slip of the tongue or a rebellious remark about the boss made me do this or my supervisor made me do that.
如果我们从公司里回家的时候，我们妻子问我们今天如何，如果我们有一些抱怨的话，或者是对你的那个经理啊或什么。
And in a subtle way, we feed the natural lust that is already there, the natural rebellion that is already there, and the parent just feeds us until we are making a monster.
所以呢，不知不觉的当中，我们就在教导那个孩子怎么样成为一个悖逆的人。
Be encouraged. Remember the first verse we read today.Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, and as the Lord brings truth to us, let's just take it to heart and listen, and the Lord will do the rest.
但是我们要记住我们今天头一处念的经节，我们要教养孩子，然后他长大他就不会偏离。
The next question that was asked on how do we balance the time with our children? How do we balance our time?In relationship to our children.
第三个就是我们怎么样能够用我们的时间在与孩子相处。
I think one of the reasons that this is a difficult question is because we do not realize the tremendous responsibility and the seriousness of the job.
这个要让我们想到一件事，就是我们常常没有注意到这个教养孩童是一个很大而且很难的一件事。
We have this idea that anyone can get pregnant and anyone can raise children.
我们常常就觉得好像任何一个人都可以怀孕，那任何一个人他都可以抚养孩子。
There is no job more difficult in the world than raising a child for the Lord.
他说没有，这个地上没有一个任何的一个工作是比抚养孩子成为那个主的孩子更难了。
All of hell opposes us accomplishing this attack.
因为整个地狱呢都要来抵抗这件事的。
But again, the encouragement, Satan's back has been broken.
但是让我们可以得到鼓舞的是，就是那撒旦他是已经失败了。
But it's not just enough to know that Satan's back has been broken, there must then be a positive influence, which is the Lord Jesus, to come in and alter this rebellious situation.
虽然撒旦是已经失败了，但是我们仍然需要基督在这个孩子身上来工作的。
So first of all, we see the seriousness of the responsibility of this job, and then secondly, we see that all time is God's time.
头一个原则是我们看见这个事情是难的。第二，我们要知道所有的时间都是主的时间。
Whatever we think is important, that's where we will spend our time.
我们认为什么事情是重要的，那我们就会花时间在上面。
As this job becomes higher on the priority list, then there will be an extension of our time.
如果我们认为这件事是很重要的，然后我们就会花多时间在上面。
First of all, I don't think you can spend too much time.
首先我就要说，我们绝对不可能花太多的时间的。
No one loves a child more than that child's mother.
没有一个人爱那个孩子会超过那个孩子的母亲。
There are great nannies in the world and has been great nannies.
这有很好的保姆，这世界上有很多很好的保姆。
But there has never been a nanny that can replace the natural love of the mother.
但是绝对没有一个保姆，她能够代替母亲的爱。
a child has a heart and a soul that can be, and even a body that can be shattered very easily.
那个孩子他的身体和他的这个灵魂呢，是很容易受到伤害的。
Just as they are physically, very vulnerable, so are they in their soul and their spirit very vulnerable.
就像他们的身体是很容易受到伤害的，他们的灵跟魂也是很容易受到伤害的。
And during those first 12 years, 10 years, 13 years, it's the parents' responsibility to mold that vulnerability into something that is stable.
所以就在好像的头12年的里面，这是父母的那个责任，去塑造那个孩子，好像他能够成一个形。
And we said 2 weeks ago that we concentrate often a lot on the body of the little baby.
我们都是很注意到那个孩子的身体。
And that's very important. Proper food, proper sleep, and proper health, etc.
好像适当的食物啦，适当的休息啦，适当的营养啦。
But just as important is that baby spirit.
但是更重要的是这个孩子的灵魂。
And that baby soul.
他的魂。
And that baby soul are its emotions, its mind, and its will.
他的魂就是他的情绪啦，他的心思，他的意念。
And this area takes a great training.
在这一个部分呢，是需要训练的。
It is our responsibility to keep the child in fellowship.
这是做父母的责任。让这个孩子 与父母有交通。
You probably wonder why it took me so long there, but when you have eyes without your glasses, it takes about 30 seconds for the focus to come in. A little slow.
因为弟兄忘没有戴眼镜，所以那个看他的那笔记就不容易看清楚了。
This thing with children, it is also a very long, tedious thing.
对教养孩子的事情啊，是一件非常长而且烦的一件事情。
Okay, I got it there. Thank you. There are two problems that the parent will have. One is that they will be often too lax, or the opposite is be too harsh.
这父母有时候会落到两个极端，他要不然就是太松了，要不然就是太紧了。
And again, only the parent often has the wisdom to be able to balance those two.
只有父母他才有智慧，怎么样不要太松也不要太紧。
The next question that was asked was, how much discipline, chastening, and even punishment is necessary?
下面一个问题就是我们要有多少的管教，或者是甚至是处罚他才是合适的。
The one sentence answer that I would give is as much as it takes.
我的回答就是需要多少就要给多少的。
Whom the Lord loves, he chastens.
当神所爱的他就管教。
And this is the responsibility of the parent.
这是那个做父母的一个责任。
One characteristic that we see in good coaches, good drill sergeants, good parents is this this discipline.And punishment.
我们可以发现呢，在一个好的父母或者是一个好的那个军队的那个指挥的人，他们的一个同样的一个特性就是他们知道怎么样来管教。
At first, it might mean the rod of correction practically every minute.
好像刚开始你要去做的时候，似乎每一分钟你都需要管教的。
As the child responds.It might not mean that much correction. That much correction might not be necessary.
当那个孩子学会懂得了以后呢，就不是常常需要了。
I think what the parent needs to remember is that there's this great battle of the wills, and the question is who is going to win.
父母就要了解，好像那个小孩子跟你是在征战一样的，看谁会赢。
It's important to remember what our final goal is.
我们需要知道我们最后的目标到底是什么。
And to the degree that the child submits to the parent, to that degree, they will submit to God later on.
如果这个孩子能够顺服父母的话，将来他才可以顺服神。
A child who is demanding his or her way, will also, demand her way later on and will not, follow the Lord.
如果这个孩子要按照自己的意思来做的话，将来他也偏行己路。
The next question that was asked, how do things of God and Christ become a reality and not a ritual?
下一个问题就是怎么样让这个神的事在孩子身上是一个实际而不是一个疑问。
Again, I think, in the last 3 weeks we've discussed this so that everyone should know this answer. It first of all has to become a reality with us.
我相信我们都知道这个答案了，就是最重要的在我们身上这个神的事不是一个疑问。
Children can detect the hypocrisy in us before we can detect the hypocrisy in us, ourselves.
我们的孩子可以发现在我们身上的里外不一致，甚至比我们自己还要早。
As the children watch our repentant heart and watch us confess our sins, their hearts will be softened.
当我们的儿女看见我们在神面前的悔改，他们的心就会软化。
Instead of criticizing, for example, the neighbor, or if we do criticize the neighbor, and then repent in front of our children instead of hearing them gossip about the neighbor.
如果我们有好像抱怨邻居的话，那我们要悔改，那我们要在孩子的面前悔改。
Apologies, husband to wife and wife to husband in front of the children when we get out of fellowship will do more in training the children than all the Bible class, Sunday school classes in the world.
如果我们可以好像对我们的丈夫或妻子说抱歉的话，让孩子听见了，那这样的事情比很多的教导都要有用。
Our lives are to be a living word, a living Bible.
我们的生活就好像一个活的圣经一样。当然我们还有一件事，就是要祷告。
Only through prayer will our children, see that Christ is a reality.
只有借着祷告我们才能够让这个孩子看见这基督是一个实际。
We need to pray that God's Spirit would, abide in us.
我们需要祷告让神的灵住在我们里面。
As they see that spirit in us, then their hearts will become tender.
如果他们看见那个神的灵在我们的里面，他们的心就会柔软。
We pray that the Lord would be relevant in their life.
我们要祷告使神在他们的生活的里面是重要的。
Not just something that we do on Sunday.
并不是只有礼拜天我们才与神有关系。
The next question that was asked, how do we teach children to choose their friends?
下一个问题是我们怎么样教导孩子选择朋友。
So many of the questions to all of these answers truly are just a normal spontaneous thing if we are truly abiding in Christ.
许多的问题呢答案都是很像，如果我们能够完全顺服神的话。
But there is a principle here that is very important, and that is like begets like.
这有一个原则，就在好像是物以类聚了。
Our children, first of all, will become like us.
我们的孩子就会像我们了。
And then they will choose friends that are like them.
那他们就会选择一个朋友是像他们一样的。
Our children's friends are often a reflection on our own life.
我们孩子的朋友常常是我们生活的一个反应。
selfish children and rebellious children will have and desire selfish and rebellious friends.
如果一个自私悖逆的孩子，他的朋友也都是自私悖逆的。
This begins very young, and of course it's very noticeable when you see a group of rebellious, young people hanging out on Westheimer throwing beer bottles through the, store window.
这个很小的时候就是这样，你可以看见在那个 Westheimer 街上有一些好像悖逆的小孩就聚集在一起，把那个啤酒的罐子丢到店里。
All of them enjoy that particular environment. That's very enjoyable.
那他们都很喜欢他们所做的事情。
If your child is not rebellious, they're going to be very uncomfortable in that situation.
如果你的孩子他本身不是一个悖逆的人，他如果在他们当中的话，他就感觉很不舒服了。
But this is something that starts when they're 6 months old.
这是在他们六个月的时候就开始了。
And this is what has to be disciplined, this is what has to be chastened, this is what has to be worked out of them, so that as they move into those teenage years, this will not be a problem.
这个是我们小的时候就要开始教导他们，好叫他们到了十几岁的时候，他们就已经学会了。
At a very young age, love for all mankind should be taught.
在很小的时候，我们就需要教导他们爱所有的人。
Just like John 3:16, for God so loved the entire world.
就好像在约翰福音三章里面讲到，神是爱世人的。
But at the same time, there is a separation being taught to the child at a very young age.
但是呢，另外一方面，我们也要教导孩子关于分别的事。
I call it just like Joshua, but for me and our house, we're doing it this way.
就好像在约书亚记里面所说的，好像但是我和我家呢，我们要做这样的事。
But we always see ourselves as sinners, and therefore, in our thinking and in our love, that incorporates our neighbors who are having all kinds of problems and everyone else, even everyone in our school.
所以我们看人的时候，不管是我们的邻居或者是所有的人在学校。
This whole subject can become very confusing to the parent or to the children who have prejudiced parents.
这是对孩子很困难，如果他的父母是有偏见的话。
Parents who think they are superior to their neighbors.
有一些父母认为他们是比他的邻居要好一点。
Superior to those in the fellowship and superior to others in the on their jobs.
有的认为他们是比教会其他的人更好一点，或者他们比工作上的人更好一点。
And again, we see the total impossibility of teaching and training our children because of the problem with the parents.
如果在这种情况之下，要训练孩子是很困难的。
So this is, I think by now you see why I've had so much difficulty in even talking about these particular areas because the answer.Always comes back to us. It's really not our children.
所以我们就发现呢，谈论这些问题的时候，好像是很困难的，因为那个答案都是在做父母的身上。
And we would just again, we'd love Brother King just to put 10 points up here real quickly and say, hey, this is just going to change the whole thing, but it's not going to work.
我们常常想，如果有弟兄把告诉我们十件该做的事情，然后孩子就会教导好的，但是实际上不是这样。
Next question, how do we teach responsibility? We touched on it just a little bit the week before last.
怎么样我们可以教孩子他能够负责任。
Number one, pray.
第一个就是要祷告的。
And that's an important fact.
那是一个重要的事实。
When you see something that your child is doing wrong, begin by praying. First of all, to keep you in fellowship.
当你看见那孩子做一件事实的时候，你要马上开始祷告，让你自己能够活在交通的里面。
If we are not in fellowship, we will speak when we should spank, we will spank when we should speak, we will slap when we should be putting our arm around the person.
如果我们没有活在交通的里面的时候，有的时候我们该打的时候我们就没有打，该教的时候又没有教，那就是做的时间就不对了。
All wisdom comes from God.
所有的智慧都是从神来的。
This is the most difficult job in the world, and we need wisdom.
这是世界上最困难的一个工作，所以我们需要神来的智慧。
So we start out by prayer.
所以我们要从祷告开始。
And what would be the second, and what would be the second thing in teaching our children responsibility?
第二件事情是什么呢？
I know Jonathan knows it. He answered it last week.
We gotta be responsible.
We gotta be responsible ourselves. We live it. We live responsibility.
第二就是我们自己必须要是一个负责任的人。
If we do not pick up our dirty clothes, our children are not going to pick up their clothes.
如果我们不把我们脏衣服捡起来的话，那我们孩子也不把他的脏衣服捡起来。
Biggest mistake made in this whole area of responsibility, we start 10 years too late.
最大的问题就是我们好像晚了十年才要开始教孩子。
The enemy deceives us with this little word that they do not understand, they're too young.
那个敌人常常告诉我们说，他们现在还太小，不得了解的。
I personally know from experience, David Jonathan is 18 months, and Grandpa wasn't going to pick up all of his toys last night by himself, so I had him help me.
就算David 只有18个月，但是我要让他了解，祖父呢不会把他所有的玩具都收好的，他要帮忙。
And so we teach by example.
所以我们用榜样来教导孩子。
And in the workplace, we call it hands-on training.
在工作的场所，我们说这个是 hands-on training.
There's two things involved in hands-on training. One is helping them put the toy away, and the second thing is applying the hand to the seat. That's the second type of hands-on training.
这个训练包括两部分，一个部分呢是帮助他。把玩具放在玩具箱里面。第二步呢，就是要打他。
A very important thing at this time is encouragement.
最重要的，我们就是要鼓励孩子。
And also pray.
要为他祷告。
And of course, all of this must be bathed in patience and love.
所有这些呢，都要有耐心，并且要爱心。
The type of discipline, the type of chastening and punishment is commensurate with the age.
那个所有的那个管教啊，是要按照他的，要看那个孩子有多大了。
And this particular thing changes. At first, it might be, this is really handy for the David Jonathan side.
但这个东西呢这个合适像那个小孩子像 David 那么大。
But when you reach the age of Dale Jr. here, then you have to reach in and take his driver's license.
但是如果是像那个 Dale 这么大年纪的时候呢，那你就不用那个东西了，你把他的 driver's license 拿走。
That's what we mean, the punishment is relationship to the age.
这就是说我们这个处罚呢是要按照这个孩子的年纪。
It's also relationship to the personality of that little individual.
另外一点就是要按照这个孩子的个性。
As I watched my six brothers and sisters grow up under the same environment, the same parents, I was amazed at the different type of punishment that they received.
当我有看到我六个兄弟姊妹长大的时候，虽然是同一个环境里面，但是他们所得到的管教是不一样的。
A lot of you know my brother Danny, and since he's not here, I can talk about him.
很多人都知道我的那个弟弟 Danny, 所以我可以讲他的事。
When he was this big, he received at least one or two spankings a day.
像他在像 Daniel 那么小的时候呢，他每天要被打一两次。
And this continued for a long time.
就一直持续了很久很久的时间。
My brother Steve, who is 13 months younger than Danny, never received a spanking.
但是呢，他另外一个弟弟叫做 Steve, 只有13个，比他小13个月呢，却从来没有受到。
Probably two things involved there. Number one, a different type of a disposition. And two, he kept watching the hard time Danny was having and learned from it.
我相信可能是因为他的环境不一样，或者是他一直看到哥哥每天被打两次呢，他就学习了。
Punishment is a very interesting thing. We fail in two areas.
这个处罚是一件 很有意思的事情，常常我们在两点上失败。
One, not enough, and on the opposite end, out of wrath, too much.
要不然就是不够，要不然就是太多。
Punishment just needs to always be administered through love.
当我们要打孩子的时候呢，我们真是需要有爱。
Then next question, how do we monitor what they watch, see, and hear?
这里讲到我们怎么样能够来看看这个孩子他每天所读的啊、所看的啊、所听的是什么。
Again, we start with prayer.
同样的，我们真的需要祷告了。
What do I mean by prayer?
我是什么意思呢？
As a parent, we put a hedge around our child.
在那个做父母的啊，
It is impossible to monitor everything that a child hears or sees. In fact, we're not even worried about that.
做父母的是不可能随时随刻的观察到孩子所做的事。像父亲跟他们的小孩的话，差不多常常父母都要看着他。
And those of you that have 1-year-olds and 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, before they have learned any responsibility, that physically they have to be watched every minute of the day.
当那个小孩子长大了以后呢，我们真的是要常常看着他们。
And it is just as important also to guard their little minds and what they are seeing and what they are watching.
同样重要的就是我们要注意到他们所看见的、所听见的。
If it was possible that they could not watch our actions as parents, they would probably be a lot better off.
有的时候，如果他们能够不看见我们父母的话，他们可能反而更好。
So that's their first big problem is watching the inconsistencies in our life.
他们最大的问题就是看见我们这个做父母的，我们身上就不能够一致了。
Every time I hear anything about this subject, it's always blamed on the television is the big problem. It's not the parents.
通常我们常常是归罪在那个电视上面，而没有想到父母自己。
Let me go on. The television is a problem.
那个电视呢，的确是一个问题的。
And those little minds need to be guarded. In fact, these older minds have to be guarded.
那个小的孩子是需要好像保护的。事实上，连我们这些大人都需要被保护的。
Philippians 4:8 is a verse that I'd like us just to look at for one moment. Philippians 4.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Familiar to all, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有名的，若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
This is the verse that every parent needs to at least have. I personally don't know it by heart, but I have a general understanding of the content of that verse.
这是我们所要注意的。我对这个话有一个大略的了解。
If it doesn't edify the person, stay away from it. If it doesn't build up the individual, stay away from it.
如果有些事情不能够来建立我们的话，那我们就要远离它。
It's important when we consider this subject of what our children watch and see to realize that we are in the world.
当我们来思想这个问题的时候，我们就要注意到我们实在是活在这个世界当中。
And many people have tried to put their children in a very sterile environment.
许多的父母就想把那个孩子摆在一个好像消毒过的环境里面一样。
And I think things like homeschooling and Christian schools are a wonderful thing.
有的人就在家里教导孩子，有的人把孩子送到基督教的学校去。
But it isn't the ultimate salvation.
但是那个不是最终的解答的。
A home that instills truth, honor, and a love are the things that will ultimately protect the child.
如果一个家里面 有爱的话，那个会最终还是会保护那个孩子的。
Sooner or later, and it does, and later comes very soon, the child is going to be exposed to the outside.
迟早这个孩子都会要经都要到那个世界里面去的。
Some of you already know that your 1 and 2 year old are playing with the neighbors' children, maybe an hour a day, hour a week, but they're already coming in communication with the neighbors.
我们就发现这一两岁的孩子已经开始跟邻居的小孩子在一起玩了，可能一两个钟头，一个礼拜。
And this is good as long as the parent has put that hedge around them through prayer and through training.
这是好的，但是就是父母就要好像保护那个孩子，用祷告来保护那个孩子。
This exposure to the world is a wonderful opportunity, or very, it becomes a great laboratory to teach our children the ways of the Lord.
当这个孩子经历到这些世界上的事情的时候，就是父母一个最好的机会来教导这个孩子关于神的事。
Our best devotion around our table with our children have been as a result of seeing something outside, either on television, in the newspaper, or at work, and then discussing it.
当我们在晚餐的桌子上的时候，我们就应该让孩子讲出他在外面所看到的，或者电视上所看到的，然后做父母的可以把那神的原则教导给他们。
Looking at these worldly things from God's perspective and discussing them.
就看他们看到这个属世的事，做父母的就要教导他们这个属神的原则。
Recently, with the Middle East crisis, we have had some good discussions regarding Saddam Hussein.
就像如果现在发生了中东的这个事情，那做父母的在家里就可以教导与孩子谈到这个人。
In one of our discussions, we discussed Romans 13:1, that where it speaks of Jesus Christ responsible for every single person in authority on this earth.
我们就谈到说罗马书十三章里面讲到那个神这一切地上执政掌权的人都在神的手中。
And along that same line,that Jesus Christ is on his throne, and he is controlling world affairs, not Saddam Hussein.
神是基督坐在宝座上，是他在控制这地上的事情，而不是那个人叫那个 Saddam Hussein 的那个人。
And Saddam Hussein will be a threat to this world no longer, not 1 minute longer than the Lord Jesus wants him to be.
如果神不要让这个人成为这世界上的威胁的话，他就不会成为世界上的威胁。
So here's an example how we can take the natural things that are around us and bring them in and teach our children the right way.
所以这就是一个例子，我们要怎么样把孩子在外面所听到看见的，然后我们要把神的那个神的道路教导给他们。
We have one other question, but our time is up, and I think we could get into quite a discussion on this one, but it'll give you something to think about between now and then the next time that we meet like this. It might be 2 or 3 weeks. But anyway, the question was, what do we do when our baby throws a tantrum? Pardon?
What is this?
What do we do when our baby throws a tantrum? Loses its temper.
Okay. So, 当小孩子
lays down and kicks. And says no.
当小孩子在那里发脾气的时候，那父母应该怎么办？
We can just consider the things that we've been discussing the last 3 weeks, and maybe we can start to come up with our own answers.
如果我们回想我们过去三个礼拜所学习的，我们可能自己都会回答这个问题。
Just in closing, again, just reminding ourselves of this tremendous responsibility the Lord has given us.
我们在结束的时候要提醒大家，这是一个很大的一个任务，神所交给我们的一个很大的任务。
Our inadequacy.
我们要提醒到我们自己的不能。
But then our encouragement comes because of the Lord's adequacy.
但是我们又知道神是万能的。
In the first chapter of James, the Lord says, if you lack wisdom, ask of me.
神在圣经上就告诉我们说，如果我们缺少智慧的话，我们就向上他求。
he really wants to answer us, but the Lord wants us to get serious with him. He just doesn't want to give us quick little fixes.
神的要让我们呢，然后来寻求， 他不会告诉我们一个好像一个很有效的马上的一个解决的方法。
If we truly do not see the total impossibility, and the Lord gives us plenty of opportunities to do that, but if we don't see that, then when our children all of a sudden become polite little angels, we will take the credit for it.
如果我们没有看见自己的无能， 如果有一天虽然我们的孩子好像很好的时候，我们就会 认为是我们自己的功劳。
And we'll be deceived like practically the whole world is that children are not born with a rebellious, selfish spirit.
有的时候世界上有一些人告诉我们说那孩子呢生下来并没有那个悖逆的心。
We know different.
但是我们知道这不是事实。
That's fine. Father, again, we're just thankful that you're totally adequate in helping us with this most difficult job that you've given us.
我们在看见我们自己的不能，我们也知道你所给我们的这个责任是何等的大。We're
just thankful this morning that one man walked this earth and was not rebellious nor selfish.
我们感谢你在这地上只有一个人，他又不自私，他又不悖逆。
And we need his spirit today.
我们实在需要他的那个灵在我们里面。
We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
我们祷告奉基督的名。